This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Brazil's health ministry says that their country's COVID-19 death toll overtook Britain's on Friday to become the second highest in the world after the United States. Brazil has more than 828,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with more than 25,000 new infections in the last 24 hours. The death toll is now more than 41,000. Brazil's health ministry has reported more than 1,200 deaths a day since Tuesday, a mounting toll as the country moves to ease quarantine restrictions and reopen business, a move called for by President Jair Bolsonaro. The right-wing leader has minimized the gravity of the coronavirus, dismissing it as a little flu, and has accused state governments of exaggerating the number of infections and deaths to undermine him. As Americans try to return to some semblance of normal life amid the coronavirus pandemic, health officials have released long-awaited guidance for minimizing everyday risk. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The CDC's Jay Butler knows Americans are tired of staying home.
People long for the life that they had back in December.
That won't happen, at least for now.
We're not out of the woods yet.
So the CDC's posted tips for staying safe when going out at restaurants.
See if there's an option to sit outside.
And the gym.
Refrain from high fives and elbow bumps.
They're all what CDC Chief Robert Redfield calls common sense suggestions.
It's going to be critical to continue to embrace the principles of social distancing, hand hygiene, and wearing a face covering in public.
The guidance does not address precautions at church or whether it's finally safe for kids to visit their grandparents. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures that received new backing following protests of George Floyd's killing, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In signing the bills, Governor Cuomo said they are intended to overturn years of abuse.
This is systemic reform of police departments. This is sitting down and taking a look at exactly what they do and have been doing and looking at it through a new lens of reform and reinvention.
The laws would ban police chokeholds, make it easier to sue people who call police on others without good reason, and set up a special prosecutor's office to investigate the deaths of people during and following encounters with police officers. The Minneapolis City Council has taken the first step toward abolishing the city's police department and replacing it with something else. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
5 of 12 Minneapolis City Council members said Friday, later this month, they will formally propose removing from the city charter the requirement that the city maintain a police department and fund a minimum number of officers. Voters would have to approve the change if the proposal were to make it onto the November ballot. Mayor Jacob Frey and some business groups have said they prefer making changes to the department rather than eliminating it completely. Council member Jeremiah Ellison said it's his expectation it would take a year to gather community feedback. I'm Mike Gracia.
The UN Human Rights Office on Friday said it regretted the impact that U.S. sanctions authorized by the Trump administration may have on trials and investigations underway at the International Criminal Court, saying its independence must be protected. Speaking in Geneva, UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville said victims of human rights violations have to have somewhere to turn.
Victims of gross human rights violations and serious violations of international humanitarian law and their families have the right to redress and to the truth.
The Trump administration on Thursday authorized U.S. economic and travel sanctions against employees of the Hague-based tribunal involved in an investigation into whether American forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan. The United States has never been a member of the ICC, primarily because of concerns over possible political prosecutions of U.S. military personnel. On Wall Street, stocks rebounded in Friday's trading, with all three major indices finishing the day in positive territory. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David.